WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. London Times reporter Ben McIntyre was in Los Angeles covering the second Rodney King trial when he decided to take a break from present-day crime stories by delving into the archives of the Pinkerton Detective Agency. The result of McIntyre's investigations is a book called The Napoleon of Crime, the first biography of Adam Worth, the most famous criminal of the Victorian age. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Outlaws of yore always seem so quaint when compared to the Andrew Cunanans of our own day. But even allowing for the nostalgia that romanticizes psychopaths like Billy the Kid into folk heroes, Adam Worth comes across as a particularly gallant master felon. Worth was the real-life model for Sherlock Holmes's nemesis, Professor Moriarty, the brains behind decades of bank heists, forgeries, and diamond thefts across Europe and America. Worth was also a man of principle. He forbade the use of violence in his operations and abstained from alcohol to keep his wits about him. The discipline paid off, except for one gruesome 5-year stretch in a Belgian prison late in his career. Worth eluded capture by the police and the Pinkertons. Until now, Worth has also eluded capture by biographers, even though his life story is as sensational and strange as anything cooked up by his Victorian literary contemporaries. Indeed, in his just-published biography of Worth, entitled The Napoleon of Crime, Ben McIntyre claims Worth represents that most feared of Victorian boogeymen, the double man, the respectable and civilized Dr. Jekyll by day, whose Mr. Hyde villainy emerged only under cover of night. As a biographer, McIntyre indulges an inclination for rip-roaring hyperbole, but if ever a subject seemed to warrant it, Adam Worth does. Worth's double life began in his teens. The son of German-Jewish immigrants, Worth ran away from home and at the start of the Civil War enlisted in a New York regiment that was decimated at the Battle of Bull Run. According to official documents, Adam Worth died during that battle. McIntyre theorizes that Worth simply switched his identity papers with those of a corpse and deserted. Over the next few years, Worth ingratiated himself into New York's underworld, where he learned to be a master dipper, or pickpocket. After being arrested and sent to Sing Sing, from which he almost immediately escaped, Worth vowed not to risk his neck anymore on penny ante crime. He graduated to safecracking and soon relieved the vault of the Boylston Bank in Boston of close to $1 million. Afterwards, Worth hightailed it to England, where he changed his name to Henry Judson Raymond, cultivated the manners of a blue blood, and covertly presided over a hive of criminal activity. Even Worth's English wife didn't know his real identity. When Worth was imprisoned in Belgium and his alias was revealed, the poor woman cracked up and spent the rest of her life in a lunatic asylum. But the most bizarre aspect of Worth's story is his passionate attachment to the sexually suggestive portrait of the Duchess of Devonshire, painted by Thomas Gainsborough. The portrait had just been auctioned and was the talk of London when Worth broke into the gallery where it was displayed and stole it, or as he later put it, eloped with the Duchess. For 25 years afterwards, Worth kept the Duchess's portrait nearby, sometimes even hidden beneath the mattress of his 4-poster bed. McIntyre theorizes that Worth fixated on the portrait because it represented his aspirations to aristocratic respectability and his success as a virtuoso thief. Worth also seems to have fallen for the Duchess's bosomy charms. Eventually, he relinquished his Duchess to the greedy paws of robber baron J. Pierpont Morgan in a ploy every bit as clever as the original theft. McIntyre is not as smooth a writer as Worth was a robber. Nevertheless, his biography of Worth is packed with entertaining anecdotes about Worth and his merry band of conspirators, rogues like Piano Charlie, a musical safecracker, and Marm Mandelbaum, a 300-pound woman who fenced millions of dollars of stolen goods. This is crime the way we'd like it to be, dripping with more charm than blood.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.